Hey, Joe, tell Brantney's a dork.
Dork!
Hello, and welcome to Battlestar Brothel, episode blah, 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 4. Something or other.
Yeah.
We just finished watching the 3rd episode in a row for this particular review.
Mm-hmm.
What were they called? It was Come Sinaya.
Yeah, there's
Kambinawa. What was it called?
Oh, man. I should look them up.
Down, Daddy.
Okay, get down.
Okay. Looking them up now.
We
just finished Revelations. The two before this were The Hub, which was 10 on Netflix, and Sine Qua Non, number 9 on Netflix.
Sine Qua Non!
Yeah.
I think that's Sine Qua Non.
It's S-I-N-E space Q-U-A space N-O-N.
Sine. Fascinating.
Three words, yes.
Mm. Anyway, we watched these 3 episodes.
Yeah.
We watched 2 of them separately, and then today you wanted to hang out, so we watched the 3rd one.
Yeah.
We found Earth!
We did. We're not as excited as we thought we'd be.
No, because clearly it is the Planet of the Apes world, and Caesar has taken over. I told you my vagina didn't come in. Fucking diet soda. Aspartame is worse for you than the sugar in the soda.
That's what
she said. Yeah, and she got cancer from the aspartame.
I'll give her cancer and her aspartame.
So we have a world that is completely desolated on that, wherever they landed.
They could have landed in, like, the Czech Republic, you know? Yeah, it could have just been, like, a war-torn area. It's not necessarily, like, that wasn't, like, San Francisco or something.
That was actually the Olympics 2014, the Winter Olympics.
Yeah, they landed on Earth in the year 2020, mm-hmm. And that was Sochi. That's how it looks today.
Either that or Smaug was just released.
Smaug?
Smaug.
Oh, you're redonkulous, sir. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the Kamzanywa episode, I don't remember too much of.
No.
It didn't strike me, I guess. It just didn't stand out too much.
I just saw those last 2 episodes up to this one. They were really just leading up to it.
Yeah, because, like, the Hub, there was excitement.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I watched it, I thought, oh, shit, did I watch ahead? Because I thought it was the half-season finale.
Right.
Because you have, like, for some fucking reason, whenever Rosalind's in hyperspace, she's talking to that dead priestess.
Mm-hmm.
She sees her own death on board the Galactica. She decides to, she saves Gaius's life, and she decides to let him bleed out, and then she goes back to saving his life. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a little much.
We've got Leah Dama as president now.
Yeah.
Admiral Adama has given up his position.
Well, he gave it up. At the beginning of this episode, when he gets back to Galactica, he puts his admiral pins back on.
Yeah, that's right. I saw him putting his buttons.
But yeah, he had resigned to go and wait for the base star to come back with Rosalind in it.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's in WoW.
Mm-hmm.
Kind
of like a certain Asian fella on The Walking Dead.
Okay, yeah, there you go. Well, that's a good parallel to draw.
Mm-hmm.
Adama was punching the hypothetical face of Abraham Ford.
He was.
Yeah.
He was.
What else?
Well, let's just go through the characters. I mean,
Like, if you notice, okay, in this last episode, especially, like, whenever you see Tyrell's face, he looks crazy.
Mm-hmm.
He's vacant, smiling a lot at nothing or things that aren't funny.
Mm-hmm.
He's going, lost it.
Going crazy, yeah.
Yeah, which having your wife shot out of an airlock will do that.
Yeah. By the end here, he seems a lot calmer now. Well, up until they found her.
Hey, Joe, shh.
He was sitting silently or, you know, very, he was just hanging out with his kid. He seemed happy.
Well, there he did.
Yeah.
What about the reveals when the 4 Cylons on the ship went and told their important people? Tori tells the president.
Yeah.
And, yes.
Yes.
And, I don't know what I was saying because Brendan asked for candy. Tori tells the president, and the president's like, I had no idea. Yeah. You know, it was just kind of goofy.
Yep.
Whereas when Ty goes to tell Adama, Adama freaks out.
Yeah, well, I mean, wouldn't you? He's your best friend from, like, your whole
life. They said 30 years they've known each other.
Mm-hmm. And that best friend hated Cylons, like, with a passion. And now he is one? That's
pretty crazy.
Yeah.
That's a lot, writers.
And then Starbuck found out that Anders is now a Cylon. Mm-hmm.
But she didn't really react. She didn't have time to.
No.
Because then she got in the cockpit and was like, holy shit, I can find Earth now.
Yeah, she's preoccupied.
Yeah. She's busy with saving the entire race.
Yeah.
Because even like, okay, there's, whatever, almost 40,000 humans left.
Yeah.
Now there's if the planet is deserted, like everybody's dead, great.
Right.
It's fantastic. Now there's an entire planet for you people to spread out on.
Yeah.
Because back on the algae planet, they had to just stay at the equator because it was too cold.
Mm-hmm. We still don't know a whole lot about this planet. We know about the one area they landed on, right? So I'm hoping that they explore a little bit and find out.
Planet of the Apes, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Yep. As we're watching it and they're on the beach, Dustin's like, and then they see a half-submerged a Statue of Liberty.
Mm-hmm.
Damn you! Damn you all to hell!
Charlton Heston's there, you know.
So.
Okay. Oh, man. So, my big question is, we have one more Cylon to reveal, and if they found Earth, like, where's the conflict? Where's the tension? Like, Cylons and humans are okay with being around each other. Well, at least Deanna and some of the other Cylons.
Yeah, the ones, the remaining Cylons seem to be okay with it.
The other Cylons are still pretty upset, I assume.
Well, the rest of them are dead. Because when we got rid of the hub, now the Cylons can't reactivate.
Right.
But they killed off, like, the Leobans and the Kevin Spaceys and the Doctors.
Yeah, you're right. Okay. The Cylons and humans are working together. They found Earth, but there's still one more to reveal. This seemed like
there's still one more to reveal and 11 more episodes.
Yeah, I don't know what sort of like conflict is going to happen. It's going to have to be something fresh, something completely new. I don't know. I feel like, I don't know, the Transformers are going to be on this planet.
Cylons in disguise.
That was weird.